This is the CAMS closing market recap for Friday, July 24. Markets closed mixed today, with a clear divide between large-cap technology and the rest of the market. The S&P 500 finished nearly flat, gaining about 0.1% to close at 738.93. The Dow added nearly 0.5%, settling at 518.76. The Nasdaq 100 pulled back more than 1%, closing at 684.23. Small caps also slipped, with the Russell 2000 finishing down about 0.3% at 291.17. Breadth in the Dow was solidly positive, 23 advances against 7 decliners. Verizon led the blue chips, gaining nearly 6% on the day. Salesforce added more than 4%, and IBM rose about 3.5%. On the downside, American Express fell more than 4%, and Dow Inc. dropped about 3.5%. The sector story today was a pronounced rotation away from technology and toward more defensive and rate-sensitive areas of the market. 10 of 11 S&P sectors finished higher. Real estate led the way with a gain of 2.25%. Materials added nearly 2%, and consumer staples gained about 1%. Technology was the only sector to close in the red, falling 1.5%. Volatility eased modestly. The VIX edged lower, settling at 18.58. The character of today's session was a classic end-of-week defensive rotation, dividend-sensitive and hard asset sectors drawing interest, while growth-oriented technology gave back some ground. Looking ahead, the calendar turns serious next week. The Federal Reserve begins its two-day meeting on Wednesday the 29th, with the rate decision due Thursday the 30th. The desk will be watching how the bond market positions going into that meeting over the next few sessions. CAMS publishes impersonal market research. Nothing here is individualized investment advice. The full written research is at curveaheadmarketstrategies.com.